America's gone romance mad now, you know. All the records that have been really big over there this year have been slow and romantic, and that's Berlin, You Take My Breath Away. 12 minutes past 8. Bob.
Wednesday evening, I had the pleasure of meeting one of racing's great characters, and one of its nicest, may I add, John Frankham, at a reception to mark the Irish launch of his book, Eavesdropper. With a successful autobiography under his belt, Mr. Frankham has turned his ex-whip hand to thriller writing, Shades of Dick Francis, which, in fact, is the first point I put to him.
John, national hunt jockey, writes autobiography and then thriller with a racing background. I imagine comparisons with Dick Francis will be inevitable, yeah.
Yeah, people have already been saying that. In fairness, if Dick had never ever written a book, I think I'd have written this book.
Did you make any effort to be different in style, or were you, did you even...
No, I don't know that you can copy somebody. We just wrote it how we wanted to, really. I mean,
yeah.
I've written it in conjunction with a lad called James McGregor, who was a barrister, and he acted for me about 3 years ago when I had my phone tapped. And that's basically what sort of sowed the seed for writing this novel in the first place.
Yeah, who did what, or is that too simple a question?
No, it's very easy. What as regards having the phone tapped?
No,
the
novel. The
book, James did all of the court scenes, I did all of the racing scenes, and then we picked out what we wanted to write about the rest of it, you know, picked it between us.
Right, what is it that makes ex-jump jockeys want to write thrillers? Is it the fact that you've lived with danger in your career?
No, I'd never been interested in writing at all. I'd never had no plans to write anything. Until about 2 years ago, I was approached to write an autobiography. And that sold very well last year. And when, you know, January of this year, I was met up with James and we decided to sit down and write this novel. And I quite enjoyed doing it. The autobiography was quite hard work, and as much as I had to keep going back and looking up facts to make sure everything was right. Whereas with this book, it's very easy. I'll just make up. If I want to have a horse with a white sock, then I'll have one.
Right. You have another one in the pipeline already, yeah?
Yeah. We've just started a second one, which is sort of revolves around racing again and sort of international drug smuggling. But it will have a lot longer to write this one.
Can we now expect a long series of John Frankham thrillers?
I'd like to think so, but we'll just wait and see how it goes, see how this one takes off first.
You'll carry on training now for a good while yet, yeah?
Yeah, I'm enjoying the training now. I just hope I don't get stuck on the wall forever in between making my mind up which road I'm going to go down, but we'll just wait and see.
Finally, we have a lot of racing listeners as well as a few literary ones, so putting the other hat on, talking to the other John Frankham, any John Frankham runners we should look out for in the next few weeks?
About in the next 6 weeks, when the ground starts to change, I've got some very nice novice herders, and they'll all want following.
Spoken like a true closed-mouthed trainer. John, good luck with the book and with the horses.
Okay, thanks very much.
Thanks a lot.
So, Eavesdropper now on sale. I shall read it over the next few days and give you my report. Meanwhile, keep an eye out for the Frankham novice hurdlers when the ground eases somewhat.
Thank you, Bob. The time, 8:15.
Toyota Corolla, the biggest...